from the team that brings you Tob Radio. Hear real fans talk about West Virginia University sports. It's Got Your Ears On, a new podcast that talks all about West Virginia University sports. Got Your Ears On?
So I'm going to tell you that you know, you two both went to, I am what a true West Virginia University fan is, because the two of you, no, and I'm not saying that you're not true fans. I'm just saying that the two, I probably embody the vast majority of West Virginia University fans, and the fact that I did not attend, even though I got a scholarship, I did not attend West Virginia University at all, didn't go to any undergrad or graduate degrees there, but still am a diehard fan. I grew up 10 miles south of the college, but it's because it was the only, like, we don't have professional teams in West Virginia. It was the only thing you had. It was the only thing that was the closest to a professional team, which is why it's so big, because there's, you know, 1.4 million people in the state of West Virginia. There's, you know, 300,000 of them have, you know, some sort of brain aneurysm that makes them like Marshall. And then the rest of them are normal humans and like West Virginia University.
Here's the funny thing is I'm sort of still the outsider, right? Although I do have a graduate degree from WVU. When Guido started to talk about why he felt he was a West Virginia fan, a diehard West Virginia fan, Johnson, in true West Virginia fan spirit, said, "Oh boy, here we go." Like, because he's already building up his, like, he's already ready to discredit whatever Guido's about to say.
And I'll tell you something else. I'll add, since we're all the way down the track here, you know, I grew up in Martinsburg in the Eastern Panhandle between Maryland and Virginia. And actually, Guido, I would contend, if you ever go over there, aside from just being weird people that live in the Eastern Panhandle,
right,
they're feisty about the Mountaineers because they have to hear it from Terrapin
the rest
fans,
of us
from Hoos. You know, they're kind of like right in between enemy territory. So I feel like I grew up pretty feisty Mountaineer fans.
As a Marion County guy, I'm a little insulated, is what you're saying. I was insulated from all that.
And see,
I was raised to hate Pitt, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I'm in a weird totally spot because that, I'm not a native West Virginian.
No.
However, I'm getting close to eclipsing both of your lives.
Very much
in
so.
West Virginia. Yeah. Because yeah, I have lived in there. West Virginia now since, well, off and on since 97, technically since 2003.
You probably have eclipsed me. So, yeah, that's crazy.
But Guido, I will say, so you talk Pitt, they will always be the evil emperor, right?
Right.
But there's the axis of evil that I refer to, which it is not North Korea and Iran and... oh my gosh, who was the third in the axis of evil? I'll think about that.
Who minute. Your axis of evil?
But
Pitt.
The Pitt.
Penn State.
Maryland. Maryland.
Yeah.
Axis of evil.
The axis of evil. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
My
dad will tell you some of the best wins were over Boomer Esiason's Terrapins. You know,
yeah,
that's how much they hated Pitt.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that was always a huge rivalry to this day. And you know what I'm going to say, the realignment has screwed that all up. But how many seasons did you hear the trope of Maryland's usually game three on the schedule? And it was like, well, if winning the Maryland game was like a litmus test on how the season was going to go. I always used to get a kick out of that. That was always your litmus test on, well, if they beat Maryland, then we're going to have a pretty good season.
I feel like there's so many West Virginia fans right now that if you said, hey, Rich Rodriguez is back as our head coach, they'd all be elated, like, you know, doing backflips and forget all
well,
of that.
Well, yeah, because they want to be back there.
That's never going to happen.
I don't know that his style of play now translates to, like, where they are right now. Like, I think Rich Rod in the Big 12.
I don't think it translates to where college football is right now.
I don't either. I think it was a time and a place, and it was cool because they took advantage and were innovative at the time. I actually think people have already kind of cycled through all that, Scoot, if that's what
you're
I think that's where you were going. I mean, there's so many teams have already cycled all the way through that and decided to move on to other, you know, other
I would
other
argue
stuff.
That you're almost more likely to get the Big Ten, big line kind of pro style quarterback. I think that that's almost cycling back.
I'm anxious to see if he tries to do some like RPO stuff with, you know, Ole Miss in the SEC and how, you know, some of that, how that translates in that conference. But I think the most interesting thing to me was the comment that he made that the reason or the main reason behind his decision to leave West Virginia was that he thought that going to Michigan, he had a better chance to win a national championship, and that he felt guilty. Like, he left West Virginia because he felt guilty that he was asking the people of West Virginia to give more and more money to a program to help build it. And he knows that. And I mean, it almost came off like in a smug sort of way that he was like, I know that West Virginia is poor. All the people in West Virginia are poor and they don't want to give money. They need to be spending their money more on groceries and medical bills and not. That's how it came off to
me. Is it not a little ironic comment that I want to use? He thought the best chance for him to win a national championship was to leave West Virginia and go to Michigan, when the best chance he had to win a national championship was to beat Pitt in 2007. Like a month earlier than what he just, you know, his statement for leaving.
I still to this day, I just get mad at the fans. Like, you know, Tony Cree had said the reason that they had invited Rich Rod on was because they put out a poll on Twitter about, you know, who is the one past Mountaineer person that you would most like to have them interview. And like, Rich Rod was leaps and bounds higher than everybody else, which I get. But, you know, I feel like the fans of West Virginia, like, completely off their rocker, just are like, want him to come back and forget about.
I would have,
you know,
I'm surprised. The, I bet Ford the Childress dagger. Was number two. Ford Childress was number two.
Ford Childress was number
was
two.
Was his shoulder really separated? Was it a torn pectoral? What really did happen to Ford Childress?
Hear real fans talk about West Virginia University sports. Coming soon, it's Got Your Ears On?